Since the start of the Gaza War more than 2 years ago, Israeli forces have been carrying out repeated raids inside Palestinian towns in the occupied West Bank. They say they're rooting out militants, but when soldiers encounter civilians, things can quickly turn deadly. NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi brings us this report of one incident caught on camera and a warning to listeners. This story contains the sound of gunfire.
The old city of Nablus is one of the West Bank's most bustling commercial hubs. Made up of tight alleys and white stone archways, vendors line the streets selling nuts, sweets, and vegetables. Since the war in Gaza began, the Israeli military often takes over the city and arrests wanted suspects. But on June 10th, one military raid turned deadly for two brothers who were not wanted. It was captured on video by journalists in the area. According to footage, the incident occurs in a narrow street, litter scattered everywhere. On either side are shuttered shops, and the air is hazy with smoke. People are shouting, ambulances wailing, and women are seen trying to flee. One resident, 40-year-old Nidal Amire, an off-duty officer in the Palestinian Authority security forces, tries to pass a group of soldiers to help a friend evacuate his family, according to witnesses. The Israeli human rights group B'Tselem analyzed videos from different angles to investigate. Wearing a white shirt and a red baseball cap, Amire walks towards the soldiers with his arms in the air. Palestinian bystanders call for him to turn back, but Amire keeps walking towards the Israeli soldiers. He lifts his shirt to show that he's unarmed. Their conversation is inaudible. The soldiers point their guns at Amire, and a few seconds later, one of them kicks him in the belly. The soldiers begin to beat him. Amire's brother, arms in the air, runs up and the soldiers fire at his feet. Two soldiers then drag the brother into an alleyway where a shot is then fired off camera. Other soldiers begin to drag Amire into the alley also. Suddenly, a burst of shooting rings out. The brother lies motionless. But Amire breaks free from the soldiers and limps away a few feet. That's when a soldier shoots him in the back at close range, according to B'Tselem's analysis. Palestinian bystanders shout, "They've killed him, they've killed him." Nidal's red hat lies on the ground at his feet. In a statement the day of the incident, the Israeli military said that two, quote, terrorists attempted to steal the weapon of a soldier during that raid in Nablus. It said as a result, several shots were fired, injuring a soldier and forcing them to shoot and kill the Palestinian men. B'Tselem says their video analysis disproves the military's claim. Shai Parnes is the public outreach director at B'Tselem. He says Israel is no longer even pretending to care about such killings.
And what we're seeing is a total impunity for any Israeli who's harming Palestinian. So that goes all through Israel's system, whether it's the military so-called or allegedly investigative mechanism or in the Israeli civic court.
The Israeli military did not respond to an NPR request for comment about B'Tselem's video investigation. Parnes says this is another example of what they call a summary execution and one of many cases of Israeli troops killing unarmed Palestinians when they've surrendered. Such shootings have set off a climate of fear in the West Bank. Abdullah is a 24-year-old journalist from Nablus. He documented the Amire incident. Abdullah, who only wants to use his first name for fear of retaliation from the Israeli military, says the killings have become a daily reality for Palestinians in the West Bank. We now see killings as something that's routine, he says, but all we want is to live. Abdullah says he's afraid he'll be next. I'm terrified of checkpoints, he says. It's a policy of collective punishment. The Amire brothers' bodies are still being held by the Israeli military. Nidal Amire's wife, Manal, says there's no way for her to appeal to get her husband's body back. All I want is to say goodbye, for him to have a grave, she says, a place where I can visit him. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Nablus.